in working with dowsing, there's some questions that we can use. These are above and beyond our clearing procedure that's coming up. These are things you can think about and just do one question. You don't have to go through a huge procedure. And they're always handy to have these questions. This is asking the right question, forming your thinking. We're giving you these so that you can have them to guide your thought processes and refer back to them when you're trying to resolve an issue. I begin with, is it wise? This is my ultimate question. It covers so many things. It covers, is it safe? Is it financially okay? Is it productive? Is it a good time? It covers all kinds of things to say, is it wise? If you're acting with wisdom, very good thing. Next, is it in alignment with divine will and divine timing? It might be the appropriate thing to do, but it's not divine timing. So that's a significant one to know. If you know this is the right thing, but why am I getting no? Usually it's because it's not the time. Is anything blocking or interfering with seeing absolute truth? We talked about that in packaging and marketing. But that can be true about people. As I gave the example of the lady that had everyone believe her consciousness was way high, while she was continuing to do very low frequency work. Is it appropriate for me to know now? I'm the kind of person that likes to plan and lay it out way into the future. Sometimes we just need to trust the process of the universe and allow it to unfold, and we can know too much. It would be like walking at night using a flashlight. We're walking down the path. The flashlight will illuminate the area directly in front of us where we need to walk. It doesn't illuminate around the corner and over the hill. We don't need to know that yet. We need to be concerned with where we are right now. So that's a very good one to consider. Is it appropriate for me to know now? If you knew something too soon, out of divine timing and divine order, it may cause you to react instead of proact, and it may cause you to have unnecessary anxiety about what's looming on the horizon. So just like the flashlight, divine light illuminates your path as far as you need to know. Another good question, does this serve the highest purpose? Or is it for the highest good of all? These are two really good questions, because if we're acting as one, coming from unity and oneness, then what serves the highest purpose and is for the highest good of all is the way we want to go on every situation. Then, is my understanding correct? This will help a lot if your thinking isn't straight, or if you really don't understand the concept and you're asking all kinds of questions and it's beyond your understanding. So ask, is my understanding of this situation correct? If you're getting no, ask for spiritual awareness to be applied to you from the angels. That can help. Another one, is this answer I'm receiving fluid or is it crystallized? This is especially true if you're asking for something that hasn't yet taken place. For example, is it wise for me to take my umbrella with me in the morning? Okay. Maybe there's still going to be some changes. So ask, is this answer fluid? And if you receive a no, you can also ask, is it crystallized? That means, is it firmed up? Is it gelled up solid? Is it definitely the way it's going to go? So these are two ways you can ask about something to gain more understanding about the situation. It may be that something is appropriate to stay fluid for quite a while because everyone has free will choice and it's sort of like the jury's still out on this one. So it's good to know those things. This last question is something that I use quite often to confirm things, and it's a significant one to remember. The concept of having a guarantee or an assurance that the answer you're receiving is correct. Again, the suspenders and belt idea. After I receive an answer, I ask, do I have a guarantee that this is truth according to universal consciousness? Once in a while, I've gone through all my other questions and I get down to this one and I get no. If I receive a no on this one, then I know I cannot trust that answer and I need to do more detective work and see what went wrong. If I get a yes on this one, I find I'm always able to have confidence in the answer. When I've received a no, Usually it has to do with my incorrect understanding or changes and energy and things that I have no knowledge of at this time. So if I receive a no on that, I know not to take strong action in that direction because there's not a guarantee that that is the correct answer.